Alright, everyone, it is time for Hellhunter Part 3. I'm picking up right from where I left off and at the harbor village.
Hellhunter Anti-Gnomon. Speech mode off.
Turn off the speech.
Saving point.
Alright, so there's the saving point.
Welcome sign. That sign really screams tourist location from every inch of its surface.
Right.
Signpost. The only locations that Elian recognizes on this sign are the wastelands to the west and the wharf of this village to the east. Actually, there's not very much outside the village. To the wastelands, to the bridge, saving point. You saved the game.
All right, so let's go here.
To the bridge. The bridge is made of bricks. Underneath, Elian hears some rat noises. After the bridge, the place starts to become more civilized. You have reached Harbor Village Bridge.
All right, so here we are on the bridge.
Lamppost. This lamppost is placed in a strategic place. Not being able to see the bridge in the dark would be dangerous for tourists. Anyway, technology is even here. Bridge. The bridge is narrow, not ideal for tourists with large-sized vehicles. Rats. Some rats gather here. Not a good sight for eventual tourists. To entry. To the market. Lampo, to the market.
All right, now let's start heading into the village.
Goods and souvenirs of all kinds are sold here. The core of the village is here. You have reached Harbor Village Market. Stands. The stands are full of stuff. There's a wide variety, but the souvenirs seem a bit overpriced.
Why am I not surprised?
Crowd! There's a lot of noise. Tourists and citizens gather without distinction. To the bridge, to the tourist area, to the square, stands, to the tourist area.
So let's go to the tourist area first. Here we go.
This is the core of tourism. Ancient buildings are here, looking out to sea. Tourists visit them and rest inside inns nearby, dedicated to them. You have reached Harbor Village, tourist area. Off-road. This vehicle certainly belongs to some tourist. Tourists. They are a couple of tourists. They are busy with the tour and travel from house to house, taking tons of shots.
Taking pictures with their cameras. Pictures, pictures, pictures.
To market. Off-road. Tourists.
All right, so there's not much here.
To market.
Except for people and their stupid pictures.
You have reached Harbor Vistan. Crowd. To the bridge. To the tourist. To the square. In the square, people meet with others and rest during their break from work or any other activity. Elian can't believe to see someone with a smartphone in his hand, even here. Aside from that, there's not much to see here. You have reached Harbor Village Square.
Yes, the smartphones are everywhere, everywhere.
Lampposts. This is a place where light should never be missing. For someone, the day is long. It's best to stay here for a while before returning home. People. There's not too many people at the moment. Tourists are usually still sleeping at this time, and villagers are already at work. Metaguy. Metaguy greets Elian. He has some new advice for him. First of all, what he said about exploration works also with people. Talking more than one time, and eventually in a different moment, Someone could even have a quest or a prize for him. He chuckles after saying that. Also, the guy asks Elian if he's found any ghosts yet. If he finds them and cannot defeat them, then he has to run away. If he can defeat them instead, he will be able to defeat them in a few blows.
That is some hints for later.
To market, to the main road. Lampo, to the main...
Here we go.
Rather than a point of connection, it looks like a clear separation between the tourist part of the village and normal villagers. The lack of an actual street makes it even more evident. You have reached Harbour Village, Main Road. Saving point. You saved the game.
Let's save the game.
Edge of the road. The road isn't even safe. One little mistake, and a car could fall into the ravine.
Yeah, that's not good. that's never good.
Tap water. Ironically, this spot is visited much more often from villagers by foot, since it's a source of clean, fresh water.
That's right.
To the square, to the villagers' houses. Saving point, to the villagers' houses. The actual village is there. Fishermen, farmers, and artisans. From here, there's a good sight of the wharf. You have reached Harbour Village, villagers' houses. Bench. The sea breeze damaged it over time. Villagers. Some of them are ready to go to work. Others are talking among themselves during a short break. Weather vane. It is placed above the roof of the house of a fisherman. Manhole. It is closed, and it won't open.
Nope, there's no going through there.
To the main road. To the wharf. Bench. To the wharf. There's some boats, and that's what Elian was searching for. It's time to ask. There must be at least one person who can help him. You have reached Harbour Village, wharf. Nets. They are used for fishing. At the moment, they lie on the ground. Doctor. He's the doctor of the town. Still, his clinic is not exactly a hospital. Speedboat owner. A woman is next to a speedboat in the wharf. Seems like she's the owner of the vehicle. Elian is about to ask for a ride, but his request is interrupted by some screams in the distance. He must see what happened. The woman says they came from the tourist area of the village.
That's not good.
Wharf. There's some boats docked here.
So we gotta go back to the village.
To the villagers' houses.
Back through here.
You have reached Harbour to the wharf, to the main road. Man to the... You have reached Harbour Village, main road. To the villagers' houses. To the square. Tap water. To the square. To the villagers' house. To the...
There we go.
You have reached Harbour to the main road. To market. Meta guy. To market. To the lamp. To mark. You have reached Harbour Village. Market. To the square. To the tourist area. Elian reaches the place. There's someone lying on the ground. He's not moving anymore, and no one dares to go closer. You have reached Harbour Village, tourist area. Off-road, tourists, corpse, tourist. The couple are shocked at the sight of the corpse. One of them is starting to feel sick. Corpse. Elian checks the body. He's dead. Suddenly he has some kind of vision. A green smoke becomes visible inside the lungs of the corpse. It must be his power in action. It was the effect of a plague. He has been infected, and then he died. Actually, there's a trail of that smoke that leads to a rat which is still in the area. Before Elian arrived, he saw some rat near the corpse. If that smoke represents the plague, then those rats will infect everyone. People clearly don't see that smoke, but they're still getting nervous, and someone has already announced the arrival of a plague. Elian decides to follow the rats. Maybe he's just in time to avoid things getting worse. He doesn't have a problem since he's a Dampier. Like vampires, they are completely immune to human plagues. Crowd. To market crowd. A lot of people gather here. Someone even dares to take some photos of the corpse. To market off-road. Tourists. To market.
Alright, so I think we have to go back to the bridge.
Elian follows the rat. There's a lot of mess, and it's difficult to dodge people and obstacles. His only help is people's reactions and screams when they see the rat. Unfortunately, it's not enough to not lose his tracks. You have reached Harbor Village. Market. Stands. Crowd. There's a lot of noise. Tourists and citizens gather without distinction. To the bridge. To the tourist. To the square. To the bridge. The rat Elian was chasing arrives here and disappears below. You have reached Harbor Village. Bridge. Lampo. Bridge. Rats. To entry. Rats. Some rats gather here. Not a good sight for eventual tourists. To enter to the market. Lampo. Bridge. The rat that Elian saw joins a horde of rats below the bridge. They all disappear inside a passage which was hidden until now. If a vampire is in this village, then he must be there. To entry, bridge, lampo, hidden, to the hidden passage.
So that's where we're going to go. I'm going to go back here to the entrance and save.
You have reached Harbor Village. Entry. Saving point. You saved the game.
Now, let me check something.
You opened the inventory page. 10. Blood vial.
Alright, we're good.
You opened the menu. You're back in. Welcome. Saving. You saved the game. Sign. To the wasteland. To the bridge.
Let's go back through here and then into the hidden exit.
You have reached. Hot. Lamp. Bridge. To enter the mark. Hidden passage. As suspected, there's an abandoned underground passage. Elian is pretty sure that a vampire is hidden here, and must have the power to control rats. The path splits in two. You have reached Village Underground, West.
Now, this is where things get interesting. This is a bit of a, not really a labyrinth, but there's a few different rooms under here, and you have to open up gates to get access to the areas. The goal, I believe, is to get to the eastern edge of this area.
Wheelbarrow. An empty wheelbarrow lies on the ground. It fell sideways. Broken lantern. Unfortunately, it's not usable anymore. To the bridge. East exit. Northeast exit.
Let's go here.
It's getting darker, and many infected rats wander along the path. You have reached Village Underground, Northwest. Infected rats. The battle begins. The battle ends. Alien gains one.
All right, so there's rats you have to fight.
Rat excrement. There's a great pile of it in a corner. The smell is terrible. Southwest egg, east egg, rat excrement, east. As Elian proceeds, he can hear the sound of many bats. They must be above his head and ready to attack him at any moment. You have reached Village Underground, northeast. Saving point. You saved the game, Iron Wheel. The chain of the Iron Wheel is loose, so the gate connected must be closed. Will Elian open the connected gate? Press the left arrow to do that. Press the right arrow to not do that.
Let's do it.
Elian turns the wheel. The chain gets wrapped around it. Now the gate is open.
Okay.
Flock of bats. The battle begins. Elian is defeated.
Crap.
Seems like this is the end. Press the left arrow to load the last saved. You have reached Village Underground, northeast. Saving point, Iron Wheel. The chain of the Iron Wheel is loose, so the gate connected must be. Press the... Elian turns the... Okay. The chain of the... Press... No, Elian no. Turns the wheel, oh, and the chain is released. Now the gate is closed.
Oh, we want to open it.
The chain of the Iron Wheel. Elian turns the wheel. The chain gets wrapped around it. Now the gate is open.
Okay, so the gate's
saving.
Open.
Saving. You saved the southeast exit. A great shaped gate blocks the way.
So...
Elian must find the wheel connected to this gate if he wants to proceed from here. West exit.
So that's closed, but we opened another gate somewhere else. Let's see...
You have reached East Village under southwest.
Let's go back southwest. I don't really want to fight things in here because there's not much point.
You have reached Village Underground. West. Northeast. East exit.
Let's go here.
On the way, Elian notices an iron wheel and a great shaped gate. There must be a system of gates that can be opened and closed. You have reached Village Underground, center west. Infected rats.
Oh boy.
The battle begins.
I'd rather fight these rats than the bats.
The battle ends.
Okay.
Elian gains one iron wheel. The chain of the iron wheel is strained, so the gate connected must be open. Will Elian close the connected gate? Press the...
No, we're not gonna do it.
Infected rats.
Oh, come on.
The battle begins. The battle ends. Elian gains iron wheat corpse. The body has been devoured, probably by rats. West egg, east exit.
Let's go east here.
This system of gates is quite complicated. Elian ignores the purpose of this place. Maybe it was a strategic point to defend this village from invasions. Who knows? You have reached Village Underground, center east.
All right, I'm going to hit the left arrow to see if I can avoid the enemies here.
East exit, west exit. Infected rats.
Ah, crap, of course
the
not.
The battle begins. The battle ends.
Okay, blah, blah, blah.
Alien, east exit, west iron wheel. The chain of the iron wheel is loose, so the gate connected must be closed. Will Alien open the connected gate? Press. Alien turns the wheel, and the chain gets wrapped around it. Now the gate is open. Medical, iron, medical kit. Alien finds a medical kit, but this time it's already empty. How disappointing.
I know, right?
Flock of bats.
Oh, crap. No, I don't want to fight these. I don't want to fight
these. The battle begins. The battle ends. Alien gains one. East exit, rusty shovel. The shovel is still usable, but it's not recommended. Medical kit, east, a great shaped west.
So that's blocked. We need to go back west.
You have reached village under east exit, west exit.
Go west again.
You have reached Village Underground, west. Northeast exit.
Okay, I think we go northeast here. Should be able to proceed.
You have reached Village Underground, northwest. East exit.
East. Hopefully I'm not going in circles.
You have reached Village Underground, northeast. Southeast exit.
And southeast.
Both the paths connect here. The other path is closed by the gate. So in front of Alien, there's only one passage left. And it's guarded by a huge rat. The vampire must be behind him.
All right.
You have reached Village Underground, east.
So this is the boss.
East exit, west exit, northwest. Giant rat, rat corpses, iron wheel. East exit, iron. The chain of the iron wheel is loose, so the gate connected must be closed. Will Alien open the connected gate? Alien turns the wheel. The chain gets wrapped around it. Now the gate in front of him is open. Rat corpses. They have been devoured. From the giant rat, it seems.
Okay, let's check some stuff here.
You open life points. More than 75% life points. You're back in the map, giant rat.
Here we go.
As Alien goes forth, that giant beast squeals out loud, making a terrible noise, and rushes toward him at an unsteady pace. The battle begins. Alien is getting weaker. Alien is getting weaker. Less than 75% life points.
I didn't need to do that, but it's okay.
Alien is getting weaker. Alien is getting weaker. The battle ends. Alien gains 500 experience points. Alien gets blood vial. Press control to continue.
Okay, I got a blood vial back.
The huge rat falls sideways and squeals in agony for a while before dying in a pool of blood.
That's right.
Now nothing separates Alien from the vampire.
That's right.
You opened the inventory page. 6. Blood vial. You opened the menu. You're back. Rat corpse. North, west, east.
Here we go.
Alien exits from the passage and finally finds the village. He's disappointed since he missed the vampire, but it must be underground somewhere. Maybe with a torch he might find it. Alien's attention is caught by people. There's a lot of noise. Apparently things escalated quickly. Someone is pretending to be a plague spreader and is seeding the panic. Maybe they just want to get the chance to steal something. Even worse, on the other hand, is that some other people have got a torch and are acting like a group of vigilantes. What's happening? Anyway, Alien is interested in one of those torches. You have reached Harbor Village. Villagers' houses. Bench. Plague spreader. The battle begins. The battle ends. Alien gains 50 experience points. Press bench, weather vane, plague spreader. The battle begins.
And these things aren't that tough.
The battle ends. Alien gain bench, weather, to the underground, to the main, to the wharf. Bench, to the wharf, to the main road.
Let's see, where is the torch person?
You have reached Harbor Saving Point. You saved the game. Edge of the road, tap war, to the square, to the village, saving, to the square.
Let's go to the square.
You have reached Harp Lampo Plague Spreader. The battle begins. The battle ends.
Yeah. These things aren't that tough.
Alien Lampo Vigilante.
Here we go.
Alien aims at his torch. The difficult part is not winning, but knocking him out without killing him. The battle begins. The battle ends. Alien gains 100 experience points. Alien gets torch. Press control.
There we go.
Lampo to the main road to market.
Let's go back over here to the main part of the village. Go back.
You have
underground.
Reached Harbor to the square, to the tourist area, to the bridge.
The bridge. Here we go. Because I want to heal, and I got the torch, so now I can go back.
You have reached Harb hidden path to the market. Hit lamppost. Hit to bridge to entry.
Right.
You have reached Harb of West. Save. You saved the game. To the bridge. You have reached Lampo hidden path. You have reached Village Underground, West. Wheelbarrow. An empty wheelbarrow lies on the ground. It fell sideways. Broken lantern. Unfortunately, it's not usable anymore.
Now, if I remember rightly...
To the bridge. East exit.
We need to go east.
You have reached Village Underground. Center west. Infected rats. The battle begins. The battle ends. Elian gains 120 experience points. Elian increases his experience level. Press iron wheel. Infected rats.
Oh, come on.
The battle begins. The battle ends. Elian gains one iron wheel corpse. West, east.
Trying to remember where you're supposed to go.
You have reached Village Underground, center east. Rusty shovel. The shovel is still usable, but it's not recommended. East egg, west egg. Infected rats.
Ugh.
The battle begins. The battle ends. Elian Gate. Rusty flock of bats.
Oh crap, no, I don't want to fight you. Tell me.
The battle begins. The battle ends. Elian gains what? Rustish medic iron wheel west east. You have reached Village Underground east. East exit, west exit, northwest exit.
Let's go northwest, maybe.
You have reached Village Underground northeast. Southeast exit, west exit, flock of bats.
Oh,
the battle begins. The battle ends.
Blah, blah, blah.
Elian gain. Southeast. West.
Let's go over here to the west.
You have reached Village Underground. Northwest. Infected rats. The battle begins.
I forget how this puzzle goes. You have to find a hidden exit.
The battle ends. Elian gate. Rat excrement. Ceiling.
Ah, here we go.
Elian checks the ceiling. Now that he has a torch, he can clearly see a hole above his head. Looks like a passage. It's time to figure out how to reach that passage. To the secret passage. Elian can't reach the hole in the ceiling, which is next to the gate. He would need to climb something that works like a ladder to get there.
So here's the hint. We have to close this gate.
Rat excrement. Infected rats.
And then use the gate to climb.
Southwest exit.
I think if I go over here...
You have reached village underground. West. Wheelbarrow. Broken. To the bridge. East egg. Northeast. Wheelbarrow. Northeast egg.
Where's the wheel that closes that gate? I think.
You have reached village underground. Center west. East egg. West egg. Corpse. Infected rats. The battle begins. The battle ends. Elian gains one. East egg. Infected rats.
Oh, come on.
The battle begins. The battle ends. Elian gate. Iron wheel. The chain of the iron wheel is strained, so the gate connected must be open. Will Elian close the connected gate? Press the left. Elian turns the wheel, and the chain is released. Now the gate is closed. East, west, at corpse. West.
Right, so that should close that. Now if I go back west...
You have reached... Village underground. West. Northeast.
And then northeast.
You have reached village underground. East egg. Southwest to the secret passage.
There we go.
Elian climbs the gate and reaches the ceiling, passing through the hole. So this is where the vampire was hidden. A very clever trick indeed. Suddenly, Elian hears the voice of two people. It sounds like a fight. He rushes to that place, but the battle has ended in no time. The vampire lost. The other person notices your presence and rushes very quickly towards a secret exit. Elian must know what's happened. You have reached village underground, secret passage.
Here we go.
Dying vampire. Bottle. Furniture. To the underground. To the main road. Dying vampire. Bottle. There's human blood inside. Elian gets one blood vial.
Thank you.
Furniture. Despite the place, this wide room actually resembles one of a wealthy owner. The whole place, from a certain point of view, is an underground fortress. To the underground. To the main road. Dying vampire. The vampire is gonna die very soon. Elian asks him who that man was. The vampire looks Elian in the eyes. He knows his dampier nature, so he says that it's impossible Elian doesn't know him. Every vampire or half-blood knows him. And when he arrives, it's the end. He must be someone very important. Elian wants to know more, but he'll save those questions for the person concerned. Instead, he asks him one more question. He wants to know if the plague was his doing. Hearing this question, the vampire starts to laugh out loud. Elian doesn't understand. The vampire replies that it wouldn't make any sense to him infecting his own blood farm. The rats had nothing to do with this. Actually, even if they are infected, This plague has no effect on animals. It's deadly only for humans. He adds that humans always make mistakes, and then they keep repeating them, never learning. They are used to sowing their errors, and then harvesting their consequences. He tells Elian that he's fighting for a lost cause, and then he dies, turning into ash. Elian must reach that man. He might be able to help him somehow, or give some precious information at least.
Alright, so that takes care of the underground.
To the main road, to the underground.
Excuse me.
To the main...
Let's get out of here.
The light from the surface enters through the exit. Among the surroundings, there was another hidden passage. This one closes on its own, so Elian can't go back. But there's no reason to do that. The person he's chasing is quite distant, but he saw him going to his right. He's probably going to the wharf.
All right.
You have reached Harbor Village, Main Road. To the villagers, to the square, tap water, to the village.
Let's go to the wharf.
You have reached Harbor Village. Villagers, to the wharf. Elian arrives, but one boat has already sailed. He bets that the guy he was chasing is inside it. There's another problem. There's just one last boat, and apparently its crew might decide to sail sooner rather than later. You have reached Harbor Village, wharf. Nets, doctor, speedboat owner. Elian stops the woman and asks if some guy arrived suddenly and sailed with a boat. She thinks Elian is talking about that handsome man and affirms he was directed to a particular city. Elian now has a destination. He also asks for passage. She will accept on just one condition. Apparently a crowd of people gathered in the square, and she doesn't want someone to get injured or worse. She figured that Elian is not an ordinary traveler, so she wants him to stop the crowd. Elian is forced to accept.
Okay.
Doctor, net to the village. Wharf, speedboat, wharf, speedboat owner, wharf. Just the speedboat is left. For now.
Wait.
To the villagers, how...
Here we go. So we're going to go back to the square.
You have reached to the wall, to the main, to the underground, to the... You have reached to the harbor, to the square. Things have definitely gotten out of hand. A lot of people are gathered here, armed with pitchforks, and scream out loud to hunt any potential culprit of the plague. Even people who have nothing to do start to get hurt for no reason. It's time to stop this nonsense.
Yes, I agree.
You have reached Harbor Village Square. Lamppost. Vigilante. The battle begins.
Stupid torch. How dare you try to burn me? Ow.
The battle ends. Elian gains 50.
Let me see something.
You open life point. Less than 75% life points. He's a bit tired. You're back in the lamper. Pitchforks armed crowd. Elian marches towards the crowd and says to stop this nonsense. But they won't listen to him. They just get even more angry. They surround him and insinuate that he has something to do with the plague. The battle begins. Hey! Less than 50% life points. Less than 75% life points. Less than 75% life points. Battle ends. Alien gains 400 experience points. Press control to Alien defeats the one who looks like the leader of the crowd, and they start to calm down. Just at that moment, behind the crowd, through the market area, a vehicle passes and goes toward the entrance of the village. It's the off-road vehicle of the tourists. Alien notices the green smoke trail coming from the tourist who was sick. He didn't notice that before, but it seems like he was the real cause. And now that they've left this place, the plague will probably be spread without any control. Alien tells them that one of the tourists was the cause because... Actually, Alien can't tell them the reason. His power can't be explained to people. He's trying to find a good explanation instead of this, but it's not necessary. The crowd already believes him and swear angrily at the tourists. Alien is frustrated at the reaction, but he knows how it works. People love easy scapegoats, especially when they are not in a position to defend themselves. But the violence has stopped, and that's what counts at the moment. So Alien can return to the wharf.
All right, let me check something here.
You opened the inventory page. Two. Blood vial.
Yeah, I used you way too many blood vials.
You opened your back lamppost to the main road. To market. To the main road.
But I should be able to get more.
To Metagai. To market. Metagai greets Alien. He has some new advice for him. First of all, what he said about exploration works also with people.
Yeah, to market, I've already heard that.
To the main, to market, to the...
Let's go back to the wharf. Almost done with this part.
You have reached half to the villagers, to the square, to the village, to the square, to the...
Yeah. Houses and then to the wharf.
You have reached half to the wharf. You have reached to the harbour wharf. To the village speedboat owner. Alien returns and tells the woman the good news. She's surprised and thanks him. Introductions can wait. So they both sail on the speedboat.
Okay, and then...
Doctor, speedboat owner. To the speedboat.
Let's go here.
Despite the nature of the village, there is a speedboat. Technology spread really is something. The crew aboard is composed of 5 members. 2 of them are on the outside. The other 3 are inside with Alien, and their leader apparently is among them. You have reached speedboat. inside. Saving point. You saved the game.
All right, let's save the game.
Crew member one. She introduces herself to Elian. She's Amelia and is the leader of the crew of the speedboat. He does the same. Coincidentally, their destination is located near to Elian's, so he won't have to worry about that. Tools. There are many tools used for navigation, but even more for fishing. Crew member two. This robust man takes care of transport, stocking in the inventory of goods. Weapons as well. Crew member three. This young man doesn't look very strong. In fact, he takes care of communication and technology. He's even able to repair the engine of the speedboat in the case of an emergency.
Okay.
Medical kit. Elian finds many transfusion bags inside the medical kit, but he knows that the crew needs them much more than him. So he just picks two of them, and so obtains two blood vials. Bed. Weapons. There's some weapon for large fishes, and even guns. There aren't many cases of attacks from monsters, but probably they are the exception. To the outside. Saving. You saved the game. To the out. Wet bed. There's a single bed. Elian wonders what they have to do when they have to sleep, and they're in the middle of the sea.
I guess I have to go outside.
Weapon to the outs. Elian finishes his address when suddenly the boat is shaking. Elian now must go outside and check what's happening. Saving point. You saved the game. To the outside. Elian exits the cabin and can't believe his eyes. That creature is clinging to the side of the speedboat. Just how persistent is he? Elian must act now. If he manages to hop aboard, it won't be possible to make him fall into the sea. You have reached speedboat outside.
And here we go, our old friend.
Lifeboat. There's a lifeboat, in case of an emergency. Crew member four. He's the fisherman of the crew. He's tanned. Crew member five. He's an expert in weather. He sometimes rides the speedboat, or else he helps the fishermen. Edge of the boat. To inside, lifeboat. To an edge of... When Elian gets close, the creature says his usual phrase. This time, he won't hesitate. If it's a matter of making him lose his grip on the boat, then it's an achievable task. The battle begins.
This time it is getting slower. Wondering. You have to hit this thing.
Less than 50% life points. Is getting slower. Elian is getting slower. Elian is getting slower. Elian is defeated. Seems like this is the end. Press the left arrow to load the last to the outside speedboat. Elian exits the cabin and can't believe his eyes. That creature is clinging. Jesus. You have reached to speedboat, lifeboat, to inside edge of the boat. When Elian gets close.
All right, so you gotta hit this thing. Let's see if I can do this again.
Begins. Alien is defeated. Seems like this is the end. Press the left arrow to load the last saved game.
Okay, you know
Press the right arrow to go back. Exit game.
I don't want to deal with this right now.
Speech mode.
This will be saved for part four, because this is starting to piss me off. So hopefully you guys have enjoyed this. This is the end of part three. Take care.